In this bulletin, Queensland records one new locally acquired case of COVID-19. Tasmania's Premier announces an early election. And in sport, Australians Thanasi Kokkinakis and Jordan Thompson secure spots in the second round of the Miami Open. With the latest from the SBS newsroom, good afternoon. I'm Peggy Giacomelos. Queensland has recorded one new locally acquired case of COVID-19. Premier Anastasia Palaszczuk says a 26-year-old man from Stafford tested positive to the virus yesterday, but has been infectious in the community since last Friday. She says aged care, hospitals, prisons and disability care services in the Brisbane City Council and Moreton areas will be closed to visitors from noon today.
What we are going to ask are people, of course, in the Brisbane City Council's areas and Moreton, is that if you are in crowded areas, to wear a mask. So, for example, if you're going to a football match on the weekend, wear your mask going into the venue. If you're on a crowded train, put a mask on. So these are the sensible precautions, and we'll be updating you over the weekend if there are any more cases.
Prime Minister Scott Morrison has described the online behaviour of Government MP Andrew Lamming as disgraceful. Dr Lamming publicly apologised to two women in his electorate yesterday amid claims he'd been abusing them on social media for years. The Nine Network reports the Queensland MP accused one woman of embezzling funds from a charity organisation she worked at, which she denies, while another claims he also harassed her and her husband. Mr Morrison says all Australians deserve to feel safe online.
I'm deeply troubled by the way that social media is corroding respect and dignity in how we all deal with each other. I think this has a lot to do with the sort of attitudes and the way that we engage with each other, and particularly that can feed the sort of disrespect towards women that can result in the most awful of violent acts.
Home Affairs Minister Peter Dutton says he hasn't been asked to take on the defence portfolio in place of embattled Senator Linda Reynolds. Prime Minister Scott Morrison is expected to reshuffle his cabinet in the coming days, removing Christian Porter as Attorney General and Senator Reynolds from Defence. Mr Dutton is expected to replace Senator Reynolds as Defence Minister in the shake-up, but he's told the Nine Network he hasn't been informed of any changes.
I'm the Home Affairs Minister, yeah. So I'm happy to stay where I am, and I think the PM's been clear in relation to Linda and Christian's positions, that is, he wants them in the Cabinet, and if there's an announcement to make, he'll make it next week.
Tasmanian Premier Peter Gutwin has announced the date of the next state election. Mr Gutwin says Tasmania will go to the polls on May the 1st. The Liberals are riding a wave of support on the back of the government's coronavirus response, which included a decision to shut the state's borders early. An EMRS survey of 1,000 people published in February found 61% of voters rate Mr Gutwin as the preferred premier. The US and Britain have imposed sanctions on conglomerates controlled by Myanmar's military following the junta's coup and deadly crackdown on protesters. The US Treasury Department says its sanctions against Myanmar's Economic Holdings Public Company and Myanmar Economic Corporation. Britain's imposed similar sanctions on MEL, citing the Myanmar's military's serious human rights violations against Rohingya Muslims. US State Department official Scott Busby says a review to determine whether to declare the Myanmar military's campaign against the minority group constitutes a genocide has begun, and an answer will be revealed soon.
We have not forgotten and will not forget the horrific atrocities suffered by the Rohingya and their ongoing plight. I personally have been to Rakhine State and to the refugee camps in Cox's Bazar, and I heard and saw firsthand what the Rohingya have suffered. We will continue to do our utmost to hold accountable those responsible for that suffering and seek to remedy the injustices they have endured for so long.
To sport, and Thanasi Kokkinakis has won his first match in an ATP 1000 tournament for 3 years. The 24-year-old overpowered Japanese teenager Shintaro Mochizuki 6-3-6-3 to move into the second round of the Miami Open. The Australian's compatriot Jordan Thompson also enjoyed a successful day, moving into the second round with a straight sets victory over Argentine Federico Del Boca. Gornis. Kokkinakis will next face Hungary's Martin Fucsovics, while Thompson plays Canada's former Milos Raonic for the first time. Let's take a look at the weather now. Sunny in Perth, 27 in Adelaide, partly cloudy in 24. Similar conditions, 22 in Melbourne, in Hobart, partly cloudy, 22 as well. Much the same for Canberra, 21. Similar conditions for Wollongong, 21 as well. 24 for Sydney with a couple of showers. In Newcastle, partly cloudy in 24. It's 30 degrees in Brisbane where it's sunny. Possible morning storm and shower in Cairns, 31. And shower or two with a possible storm. In Darwin, 32 degrees. Peggy Giacomelos with a latest from the SBS Newsroom.